the University of Minnesota men's track and field distance relay team was on its way to the NCAA Indoor Championships this past winter when word came down that the season was shut down. The Gophers' Cinderella story went puff with the COVID pandemic. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for all the info you need to connect, and you can give quickly, safely, and securely, too, at WWIB.com. Senior Shane Strike is an all Big Ten All America racer from Janesville, Minnesota. He was part of that terrific U of M relay team, and he's here to talk about the sudden termination of the track season. So, Shane, you guys had qualified for the NCAA Indoor Championships as the COVID epidemic stopped everything. Where were you when you got news that the track season was kaput?
Yeah, so it all kind of started when we were on our way out to Albuquerque for the national meet. That was when Harvard had basically told their athletes they're not allowing them to compete. And then obviously kind of the media storm that followed that of just, okay, you know, what's going to go down from us? And then obviously while I was out there, just the transition of, okay, well, now we're only allowing like immediate family and restricted, restricted coaching staff there. And then all of a sudden that it's just going to be no family. And so you can kind of see the domino start falling in the direction of just, you know, whether we're going to have that national meet. And really at that point, I wasn't too much concerned about the outdoor season, just kind of focus on that one meet. But yeah, then the Big Ten decided to pull all of their athletes. So that was the case. But then also just a few hours later, or not even a few hours, but I think maybe within the hour of that the outdoor season was canceled. So it was definitely a lot to, you know, process through, especially with having so much kind of pulled out from under me, in such a short period of time, while not even at home in the comfort of, you know, just something I'm comfortability of my own place, just immediately surrounded by, you know, people that have supported me throughout all these years. So it's kind of one of those things where, yeah, the rug was just pulled out from under me out there in Albuquerque. You know, I had to rely on the teammates. It's kind of just, we all were in it together. All were kind of pushing through kind of the same emotions, same, processing the same pain. But yeah, it was nice to be out there with such, teammates that were such close friends, as they were, just because of that. And just, how important it is, but also just, really just kind of relied on God to, provide the strength and just clarity and wisdom, trying to process through, the emotions, process through, what life kind of looked like moving forward, and then trying to make that adjustment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just a stunning end to the season, so abrupt. In those first days and weeks for you guys, for you especially as a senior after the shutdown, must have been just dark and dismal for you. Thinking of what could have been, but now a few months into what they're calling the new normal here and looking back over your shoulder, have you seen God produce some fruit in your life through this experience?
Yeah, I think he's definitely brought more so of just valuing the relationships that I have with others. I think that the greatest way a person can grow is just through relationships that with others, where you don't have the same, not necessarily like the same beliefs, but you're just different people. You take advantage of having those differences and you learn about the differences and you kind of take those and just try to, understand, deepen those relationships and, whether people are, a fellow believer or not, that's for them, but just having that relationship and, putting yourself in a role where God can use you, I think has been kind of the biggest, biggest thing I've learned throughout college, especially from the sports aspect side. But yeah, definitely within these last few months, especially the first few weeks with the COVID thing, of just valuing the relationship and really taking the time to, realize just inwardly, you know, what my heart is really thinking, what my mind is really thinking, you know, just how, you know, really looking into how my relationship with Christ is, and, you know, improvements on that aspect. I think, yeah, the biggest thing was just realizing that, you know, I need to take a little bit more time spending, you know, deepening relationships with others, really valuing those relationships, versus making it, you know, keeping it such a, you know, keeping those relationships on a surface level, and actually kind of getting down to, like, you know, deeper level, kind of connecting from, you know, heart to heart, because that's really where the real, you know, real change, real opportunities for growth lie.
Yeah. Minnesota Gopher, now former Minnesota Gopher runner Shane Strike, part of a terrific relay team that was poised to make some noise at the NCAA indoors when COVID closed down the season this year. Shane, let's get together again next time if we can, because we're out of clock for today's show, and visit more about, you know, the effects of the shutdown, the end of the season, and about your team, your relay team that really just had some powerful potential at the indoor meet. And we'll talk about that next time with you and get together. God bless you.
All right. Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.